Welcome to North Shore News and Interviews on Amherst Island Radio. Each week, we keep you updated on newsworthy events, happenings, and conversations that we've had with people in the local community and beyond.
Loyalist Township announced this week that Deputy Mayor Nathan Townend was elected to the Association of Municipalities Ontario Board in the Rural Caucus. There were nine candidates vying for four spots during the 2024 to 2026 term. Townend will be representing Loyalist Township and Lennox and Addington County. Townend describes the work that the association does.
The Association of Municipalities of Ontario, so AMO, is basically the association that represents and advocates for the over 400 municipalities in the province. And so the main work that they do is advocacy work, issues that are kind of across the board that municipalities face, and advocate to the province, because we are creatures of the province as municipalities, advocates to the province on municipalities' behalf, and also develops policy. To advise the government on policy that the government themselves is implementing, so it's kind of a commentary on government policy, but then also suggesting policy, that positively addresses the challenges that municipalities face.
Townend explains the type of work he'll be doing as a member of the board.
When you're a member of the board, in whatever caucus you're elected to, I'm elected to the rural caucus, so I'm particularly representing rural issues. When you're on the board, you are essentially working to develop policy and also advocate for municipalities to the province.
Townend describes the benefits of the county and township having a member on the board.
The benefit to Loyalist Township and to Lennox and Addington County is obviously having someone you trust and someone you know understands your issues being at that table, essentially. And it's good to have someone from Eastern Ontario there. So between myself, Robin Jones, the president-elect, is from Westport. Brian Patterson is on the large urban caucus. He's the mayor of Kingston. Krista Lowry is the chair of Rural Caucus. She's from Mississippi Mills. So, that's a couple of people right there that are from Eastern Ontario. And I'm obviously one of those too.
For CJAI and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans. This is North Shore News. Staff at Loyalist Township found out that Martin's Bus Service is ending negotiations between the two regarding a rural transit service pilot project. The township is now looking for another bus service. Director of Community and Customer Services Lori McFarland explains the current situation.
Staff have contacted two additional service providers within the Ontario Education Collaborative Marketplace, OECM, to see if either of these companies could deliver this service. At this time, one of the providers has responded and we're waiting for further information and discussion. Based on initial interest and the pricing that's included in the OECM agreement and early calculations, they indicate that fare collection combined with the county funding would be sufficient to cover expenditures associated with one bus providing at a minimum a 12-hour a day, 5-day a week service. The routing would still provide dedicated service to the industrial lands during peak periods and a fixed route service between Bath, Odessa, and Amherst View at off-peak times.
McFarland breaks down how the costs and funding would work.
Final costs and routes would be pending negotiations with that service provider. It is still anticipated that if council wishes to extend the pilot service from April 1 to December 31st of 25, then the requirement of the $275,000 funding from the provincial gas tax reserve would still be required if we're able to negotiate with a service provider. If the OECM path doesn't come to fruition and council still wishes to move ahead with the pilot in 2025, provisions for this could be included in the 2025 budget, recognizing that the funding opportunity currently available would be lost. Therefore, the full cost of the pilot would need to be funded via fares and the provincial gas tax reserve. It is estimated that this funding requirement could be up to $400,000 pending procurement results and fare revenues.
Staff will be asking Lennox and Addington County for an extension until October 1st to allow for more time for negotiations. McFarland explains how this extra time will help staff.
it really wouldn't impact the timing of the service if we're able to put it through the OECM provider. What it would do is give us a little bit more time to negotiate with them. We're hopeful that we could have something by September 1st, but given, you know, we just found out about this yesterday, and we haven't actually had the, you know, very much time to speak with an alternate provider, that would give us a little bit of breathing room to actually get that agreement in place, if it's possible.
Councillor Paul Proderick hopes the project lasts more than just 1 year.
As this plays through, I hope that residents see the value of it and use whatever we come up with, because we don't want it to be a 1 year one-off that, you know, we can't make decisions 5 years down the road if there's not a need for it, or at least a use of it.
Mayor Jim Hagedorn noted staff's quick response to the unexpected change.
It's kind of like nailing Jell-O to the wall. But they have worked very hard and looked at every avenue to be able to try and make this come to fruition. And I appreciate that. And it's unfortunate with the last minute changes and withdrawals, but staff are working hard to try and make come up with options that will make it work.
For CJAI and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans. This is North Shore News. Loyalist Township Council approved over $250,000 for a structural renovation of the Layer Cake Hall addition. The Economic Growth and Community Development Services Department was authorized a transfer of $35,000 from the township's Capital Reserve Fund, as well as pre-budget approval for 2025 in the amount of $220,000. According to staff's report, Township Facilities Maintenance staff entered the crawl space earlier this year and found that the floor joists and sill plates have been compromised by moisture, shifting, and concrete deterioration. The township is now faced with several options to fix the issue. A structural engineer that the township hired has offered three options, the first being to demolish the addition entirely and rebuild, beginning with a new foundation. The second option is to shore the foundation and reframe the joists. And finally, option three, the engineer's recommendation, which is to fill the existing crawlspace area with granular and pour concrete to achieve a slab-on-grade foundation. Staff noted their support for the third option in their report, and council agreed as well at the meeting. The report noted that the walls and roof of the addition are structurally sound, and staff found it would be unnecessary to tear them down. Filling the existing crawlspace with concrete is not only the most cost-effective, but also the most time-effective option. This solution will also eliminate the possibility of the same problem happening again. Engineering and Environment Manager Luke McDonald explains why the third option isn't officially a part of the recommendation at this time.
Staff intend to proceed with option three. It's not in the recommendations in case during the design process, you know, things change and we want to make sure we still have that flexibility to take the advice of our engineers. But that is the intent at this time, and that's how the budget has been structured.
McDonald explains why they leaned away from option number one, demolishing the addition entirely.
The primary function of it is the stairwell. There's other additional spaces, the music room and things like that, and some mechanical spaces, but that is the only interior access to the second floor. So to allow for programming and whatnot to occur upstairs, that space needs to continue to exist.
Mayor Jim Hagedorn notes the importance of completing this project.
I support the doing this, as was mentioned. The open space upstairs on the second floor is pretty significant, and it's also where the computers are. The students use it a lot, so it's very valuable to be able to continue to use that and have interior stairs.
Councillor Paul Proderick shows his support for the renovation project.
Reading the report and looking at some of the pictures, it's something that badly needs to be done, and with a lot of our older buildings, the later we leave something, the more damage or maybe the more cost would be involved.
For CJAI and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans. This is North Shore News. Ontario Culinary, along with the Culinary Tourism Alliance, are hosting a Feast On event featuring six chefs from the area happening this fall at McKinnon Brothers Brewing Company. Feast on the Farm, A Taste of Southeastern Ontario, takes place Saturday, September 28th from 5 to 8 p.m. Feast On is a certification program for restaurants and purveyors in Ontario. Ontario Culinary says the program recognizes businesses committed to sourcing Ontario-grown food and drink. The other part of their aim is to make it easier for food lovers to find local food. Each chef will be showcasing their creations using seasonal produce and ingredients from the region. The array of different dishes will also be paired with local craft beverages. Marketing manager for the Culinary Tourism Alliance, Gabrielle Mueller, explains the goals behind their Feast On events.
The goal really is to celebrate the unique taste of place of southeastern Ontario. All the chefs that are featured at the Feast On the Farm event are Feast On certified. So really, we're celebrating chefs that are going the extra mile to source, you know, seasonal and Ontario-based produce, meats, and other ingredients. And really, we just want to take this time to celebrate that. It's harvest season. It's all you can eat. So inviting folks to come on out and eat and taste how much better things taste when they're in season.
Mueller notes the range of local beverages that will be on hand as well.
I do want to shout out our local drink producers. Of course, McKinnon Brothers Brewing, they're hosting us, so we will be serving up their craft beverages, as well as craft wine from Carlo Estates Winery in Prince Edward County, Hardway Cider, and Mohawk Soda. So it should be a real all-around great time.
For CJAI and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans. This is North Shore News.
I'm Sarah Birch with Kingsness News, and here are the top headlines that you need to know. The Special Investigations Unit has concluded its investigation into an April 2024 incident in which a man fell from the balcony of an apartment building in the area of Days and Bath Road. The SIU determined that while the 29-year-old male involved in the case was significantly injured, there are no reasonable grounds to believe a Kingston police officer committed a criminal offense. BGC Southeast has announced an expansion of services in Loyalist Township, with the delivery of a new after-school program in Amherstview starting on the first day of school. Do you know of a business in Frontenac County that goes above and beyond for the community? Now is your chance to give them the recognition they deserve, because the Frontenac Business Award 2024 nominations are now open. At its regular meeting on Tuesday, August 27th, the Greater Napanee Town Council will consider a request to celebrate the career and achievements of Greater Napanee Olympian Britt Benn. According to the CSC, Wilson Stairs passed away on Saturday, August 24th at Bath Institution. At the time of his death, the inmate, 77, had been serving an indeterminate sentence which began in 1968. For more on these stories and other local news, visit kingstonist.com and subscribe. Use my code SARB2024 for 10% off.
This has been North Shore News and Interviews. If you have an idea for a story or want to create stories for this show, consider joining our 100% volunteer team. Contact Amherst Island Radio for more details.